This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from our Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police officers, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Either check that out. All right, and now we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Flip is going ecstatic in the background. And let me see here. Hold on, just for good measure. There we go. Okay. The studio audience is enjoying it, too. All right, there you go. Okay, so let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, we had some great news come out of California last night, Compton, California. The male deputy that was shot in the head and took a shot in the chest and a shot in the arm was released from the hospital last night. That's tremendous news. He's gone home to mend there, which is always a lot better than being in a hospital anyway. His compadre, the female deputy, the 34-year-old deputy who probably saved his life by doing what she did to help him, is still in the hospital, but hopefully she'll be okay, too. At least they're going to survive. That much we do know.
Praise God for that. I am very happy to know that. The thing is that they've got to catch the street cretin that shot them, and they've got to start coming down very hard on these people out on the streets of America.
Well, they're going to. Let me stop you for a minute because I don't think you know this. Eric, listen to me. Sorry. Attorney General William Barr. I almost said Holder. Attorney General William Barr has told the federal prosecutors around the country to aggressively charge protesters for crimes. The word sedition finally came up.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I did see that story. I'm saying they've got to do it. They've got to follow through on this and make it very difficult for these people, and I hate to even call them people, but these criminals out there in the streets of America that are wreaking havoc and enjoying it. And I'd like to, I don't know if you can, but I'd like something to happen to that guy. Remember the guy in the video who was bragging about, hey, they're airing them out. Yeah.
He could be charged.
Cheering.
That's inciting yeah. a riot. Yep, he could be charged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We've got to really clamp down for the good of the country. If not, it's just going to be hell on earth in the United States. In order to recover and restore our great cities, we must clean them up first, get the cretins, the human rats out of the streets, and lock them up for a long time.
Yeah. Now, we did have a couple of people that were arrested, rioters in Lancaster, PA, and they're having the book thrown at them because they're charged with federal charges over there, and the bail for them right now was set at $1 million each.
Yeah, I did see that, and, you know, that's good. It's a good start, and we've got to continue. It's got to, you know, these thugs have to know that the long arm of the law is going to search after them and hunt them down and lock them up. And if they've committed murder, they should forfeit their own lives as well.
Yeah, and if you attack a police officer, I mean, that some states, and by the way, some state rolled it back, made it a misdemeanor to attack a police officer. I forget which one, but I want to, before
terrible.
We go to, huh?
No, I think that's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Before we go to break, I want to mention Minnesota. The Minnesota City Council was complaining yesterday about, well, the crime is way up and the police are nowhere to be found. Well, what the hell did they do in Minneapolis to the police? Did they not defund the police there?
Either let these leftist politicians around the country, they don't have good memories or they think we don't. Either they're insane or we are. What, you know, this is crazy. It blew my mind a little bit when I first read that story. They're the reason why that things are the way they are in Minneapolis and elsewhere.
Sure.
Goodness, no common sense here, Captain. It's just ridiculous.
All right, let me try something real quick. Okay, good morning. Is it a smell?
Yes.
Got morning. About 30 seconds, so you got to make it quick. We're going to break.
From what I understand, Bill Barr, I think he deputized the state police in the states, so they could charge federally. And then I also listened to Ron on Net Talk America on the app on my phone. But yes, and yes, good morning to you also, Ron. But yeah, that's what I had to say.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Mel up in Saratoga Springs. And Ron, you hang on too. And actually, they were deputized United States Marshals so that they could arrest federal charges directly up there in Minneapolis. They may be doing that in other parts of the country too. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that it has quieted down right now. In Portland, Minneapolis, Seattle, what's going on?
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Rod Edwards is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss Sr. was out buying a bunch of vehicles. And now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss probably has one of the largest selections in the state. Now, before you buy elsewhere, see Moss, M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle that you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business overpriced either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit, and Moss Nissan Crystal River was just awarded Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! So if you're searching for a new improved service experience, remember that You Serve, You Save, that program applies to all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and now it includes pastors and faith workers too. And if you want to get your vehicle served, Moss service departments handle all makes and all models. So, trot on in to a Moss Nissan or a Moss Acura dealer. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa. Right there, Moss Nissan, next door to Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. If you're interested in a vehicle, that'll save you another $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. All right, here he is again, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I talked a little bit earlier, and I'm going to clarify something for the audience. If they're, we were talking about somebody called up from Georgia, and they asked me if I heard about the opponent to Ilhan Omar being killed, being shot and killed, and the answer is no. The murder involved Ilhan Omar's opponent's staffer, a campaign ad not the opposition candidate themselves that was shot and killed. Now, whether it had any bearing in the campaign, don't know.
Well, it's probably going to bring some sympathy votes to her opponent, whom I pray defeats her, because not only has she not brought home the bacon to her constituents, worse than that, she has been an operative of evil against our republic. She's been using her position, her powerful position, to speak out against and work against our nation as a whole. And she's, in my opinion, very dangerous, along with Tlaib and a few others who also need to leave or be booted out of office.
Presley.
Via the voting booth. Yeah, Presley, Tlaib, Ayok, and Omar.
Yep, Ilhan Omar. Yep, and there you go. Now, we talked a little bit about the Attorney General and the fact that he's urged his federal prosecutors to aggressively charge demonstrators now with something could even be sedition. They could even be charged with sedition because they're going after them a lot tougher. But the Democrats' leftist agenda is already having a really dangerous impact on our police departments. Now, again, the Minneapolis City Council complaining about the fact that, well, violence has just surged here and the police aren't doing anything about it. Well, when you defund the police, where are they going to get the people from to do the investigating?
Absolutely. And when it comes down to doing something, they really don't want them to, because if they're aggressive, if they aggressively go after people who are aggressive, then they come down on the police like a ton of bricks. And so, you know, they put the police in a real bad situation here. And it's really, I never thought I'd live to see this happen, where it seems like the federal government is more for the people than the local government officials that whom we know and vote for on a local basis. Unbelievable. And what they're doing, what they're indirectly doing, possibly setting up the United States in the future, let's say in the future we get a bad president, and the United States government is in the habit of, for years of, having to, safeguard these cities because the local officials are not doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have all this federal influence and federal sort of semi-federal police force develops out of this. I pray that we don't get to that point. I don't think it would happen under a Trump, but you never know what happens if the local officials are not doing their jobs. How in the future a not-so-good president, a Democrat, could use this as a reason to roll out a federal police force or something of that nature. I just don't trust the nature of government and things like that and how it can use situations. So we the people had better watch out and make sure that we're voting in the good people locally. You know, they say that all politics is local, and this certainly is proof of that.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is that for the second time in a row, the Rasmussen Reports poll has come out with Donald Trump on top of Joe Biden. Second time in a row.
Yeah, it's about time. He should have never, ever been below Biden, people were thinking. Logically, I mean, you look at Biden and his candidacy, and I'm not even talking about his mental state. I'm talking about his ideas and the ideas of Kamala or Kamala, whatever.
Kamala.
Kamala. I just call it camel. whatever.
But wait a minute. Hold. They like that. There you go. Okay. All right, next.
But the idea that that a Biden could potentially win the White House with someone like his running mate is frightening. And the American people really have to wake up. I don't mean to make fun of people, but they really do.
Well, I got one for you. You know who the comedian Chris Rock is, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of times he doesn't have a whole lot of smarts to talk about things, and he is a funny guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday he ripped Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in general, saying, "You let the pandemic come in during the impeachment."
Laughing Man liked it.
Hey, but he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that, and it's true.
Yeah.
It's very true. So they did it, and they're going to pay the voting booth. I'm predicting that, and I think that Trump is going to win by a large margin. I really do believe that.
Well, all the ingredients are there, Ron. And again, you know that I talk to the police and the fire all around the country every day,
sure,
in a lot of different of the groups that I'm in, plus emails and whatnot. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, there is a blue wave coming this time around. And it's not the Democrats. It's the police department. It's the fire departments that support the police. It's the emergency medical people that support the police, because they know this defunding of police departments and realigning of funds is going to lead to nothing but more crime, more corruption, more murders. People are scared to death to go out at night anymore in downtown areas of the major cities.
Man, it's a shame, because many of our cities were coming back. Cleveland and others flooded with tourists and things like that. Cities were becoming fun places again. And New York was always fun. And
I love going to Broadway.
Oh, God. Nothing. There's nothing like it, man,
yep,
in the world. Piccadilly Circus is a close second, but there's nothing that beats Broadway and Times Square and all of that, and beautiful Central Park and, you know, in the daytime anyway.
By the way, yeah. I remember seeing a picture of you with the Derby over there in the land over there.
In the Derby?
Yeah, the Piccadilly Circus. You were over there, going around acting quite quaint.
I love it over there, but there's nothing like America and our wonderful cities, and we've got to get it back. We cannot allow people to do what they're doing.
Oh, I agree.
Our streets.
I agree. Yeah. And the other thing is that, and I'm going to end with this, a company called HealthSpace, I've never heard of them, but they're a lab, about 7,000, maybe 8,000 people got results saying that they had tested coronavirus positive. And unfortunately for them, it was wrong. They weren't positive. The very next day they said, "Oh, I made a mistake. I just wasn't right," and all that sort of stuff. So they scared the bejesus out of about 7,000 or 8,000 people.
Yeah, that's been happening not only in that situation, but in other situations. I know of a case in Ohio where lots of people were told they had it, and it turns out they did not have it,
mm-hmm,
and in other states as well. So we got to straighten that up.
Okay,
I hear the music.
We will talk. Yeah, you do hear the music. I will talk to you on Tuesday, so stay out of trouble and stay low.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And when we come back, I've got a treat for you. I have a political guru extraordinaire that we're going to talk politics about, not only in Florida, but also around the country. And she is connected like nobody I know when it comes to the national political scene. I'll be right back with Amanda.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month, and after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Autoglass America. And you know there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got. Give it an inspection today, because if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Autoglass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty too, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in the state of Florida, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and on down to Port Charlotte. I know that Autoglass America will come right to your home, your office, and process your insurance claim right then and there. Remember, you get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. You'll be glad you did. Get yourself $100 and a brand new windshield. All right, joining us right now, we've got a longtime friend of the show, Amanda Mackey. And Amanda, how are you?
I'm good, Captain. How are you?
Oh, I'm a busy camper, busy, busy, busy little camper. Now, you, of course, a lot of people know you from Florida 13. You ran for Congress. You didn't make it, but you are an attorney. And the reason that I've got you on the program is because we know that we are going to see a boatload of attorneys from the Democrats and Republicans all across the country come this election cycle, because the Democrats are not going down without a big-time legal fight. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And after all, this is Florida, the land of the dimpled chads.
Yep.
And, you know, we have learned over the years that these elections can be very, very close. President Trump won Florida by, you know, less than a percent. And so I think that having lawyers involved and getting them in early is extremely important, because you can have these fights. And again, we learned in 2000 just how long and drawn out the process can be, especially with the onslaught of all the mail-in ballots that we're going to have this year. And that's kind of a curveball. That's something we haven't really had, you know, at the levels that, that we will likely have this year. I mean, the anticipation is that more than 50% of the people will vote before Election Day.
Yeah.
Really, it makes it really important. And, you know, in 2016, I was a, what we call a roving attorney. So, what I did in the Tampa Bay area was go from polling location to polling location, especially in, you know, the Democrat strongholds, and just, you know, see where the numbers were every day for how many people, or I'm sorry, every hour for how many people had voted. So in other words, if at noon there were 1,200 votes cast and by 6 p.m. there were 75,000 at this particular polling location, maybe there was voter fraud happening. So we were just monitoring the number, and we would go in and say, you know, I'm an attorney with the Republican campaign here, and we're just trying to see how many votes have been cast. And so we monitored those. Fortunately, we didn't have any incidents then. But it's going to come down to, you know, a few states throughout the country, and we've got to have lawyers on the ground to make sure that voter fraud and the integrity of your vote is counted.
Now, there's a difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot, and the first difference is with an absentee ballot, you sign the back of the absentee ballot, at least you do in Georgia and Florida, and your signature on the back of the absentee ballot must, I emphasize the word, must match the signature they have on file for you. Otherwise, your vote will not be counted.
The integrity of the program is meant to be very strong, but that relies on, you know, the local county officials to make sure that those are in fact being enforced. And so, you know, obviously, you know, we want to make sure that we have good, competent people, because we know when we don't have good, competent people, what happens, i.e. South Florida, back in 2018. And so, you know, in particular, Broward County is what I'm referring to. And unfortunately, she's now gone. But, you know, those are the types of things that you want to make sure that you have good people at the helms. And, you know, we're lucky we have Julie Marcus here in Pinellas County. And, by the way, she is up for election. So for Pinellas County folks, make sure you're voting for her. But, you know, I think those are the types of things that, you know, when they say all politics is local, this is what we're talking about. We need to make sure that the people who are there enforcing the laws properly and making sure that they're not looking the other way in these instances where you're going to have so many mail-in ballots and absentee ballots.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey happens to be an attorney. She's worked with the Republican Party before, as she just said. Now, do they call that a poll watcher, or is that something different?
That's something different. What you know, having attorneys go around to different polling sites is actually called a roving attorney. And so, one, you have to, you know, be an attorney. You have to be licensed to practice law. But you really, what you have to do is to, what we're trying to do is to maintain the integrity of your vote and to make sure that your vote counts. And when you think about just the slim margins, for example, in Pinellas County, President Trump won Pinellas County by 5,500 votes in 2016. And so if you think of what the impact of voter fraud would have had when the margin was just that slim in Pinellas County, and by the way, Pinellas County is the bellwether of the state. As Pinellas County goes, so goes the state of Florida. So Pinellas County, critically important, the swingiest of swing districts in the state and even in the country. I was reading an article last week about the top 10 swingiest districts in the country, and Pinellas County is one of them. And so, you know, to make sure that your vote not only counts, but that the votes that shouldn't count don't count, is really important. And again, you know, what I was saying was, you know, going around to those sites as a roving attorney, making sure that, you know, votes aren't coming in, batches of votes aren't coming in, you know, randomly is what we were doing.
Well, my question to you is, we know with the absentee ballot, you have to sign the back, and that's the first thing they do, the first red flag if the signature's not exact. The second thing is, with a mail-in ballot, what's the difference there? They just mail it in, and how the heck do they know it's you?
Well, the mail-in ballot, you also have to sign it. So I know when I was up for re-election, I was working at the Starkey Road location, which is one of the early locations for voting, but also where you drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was always, whenever you dropped off, have you signed it? Have you signed it? Have you signed it? And so you also have to sign it. But when you think of, you know, potentially how many people are going to be voting this year, you know, it's very different than a primary where you had, you know, 80,000 people vote in the Republican primary, you know, and maybe an equivalent number just shortly, you know, or just a little bit more than that, slightly more than that on the Democrat side. I mean, think about how many people we're going to have vote this year. So, you know, again, making sure that the integrity of the voter, making sure that signature does match, making sure that someone isn't getting multiple ballots. You know, I mean, we've been hearing about that too, that people get two or three in the mail. And we want to make sure, you know, that doesn't happen either, because that impacts the integrity of your vote.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, my dead wife got a vote. I got her ballot. I actually took it back to the supervisor of elections office and gave it to her. We're running out of time here, so what I want you to do is tell us again. There's going to be attorneys all around the state. They may see you wandering around at different precincts. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what the attorneys will be doing. You know, wandering around to different precincts. Especially in areas where traditionally, you know, Republicans haven't been, you know, strong, and there's, you know, plenty of those districts that, you know, we will be monitoring to make sure that we're not seeing all of a sudden a huge boatload of votes come in when, you know, there weren't that many votes at a certain amount of time, and then you got 10 or 20 times more than that. So that, you know, ensures the integrity of the voter who has cast a vote, and it makes sure that there's no meddling in the process. And I think that's just really important, and it's, you know, it's good work to do. I've done this throughout the state, but most recently have done it in Florida, and we'll certainly be helping out again this November. And so, you know, I think the important thing to remember is just how many people are going to be voting and just how many votes are going to come in by mail. And I think that is a really, you know, could be potentially disruptive, and something that we really need to be circumspect about and have our attorneys on the ground to make sure that, you know, these votes are, you know, these are the right votes that are being voted by people that are voting.
Okay, I got to let you go. We will talk to you again real soon, because we're going to bring you on again to talk about all this attorney stuff and what's going to be going on. It's very important that people understand this isn't your normal election. Thanks very much, Amanda. You take care, and I'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right, that's Amanda Mackey, and she is an attorney, and she works with the GOP. I'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I'm not on the ballot this far. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty. When you hear that music, you know we're going to have the beach and boating forecast coming right around the corner. And here we go for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today we'll have some scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit later in the day. Got some lingering remnants, I suppose, of Sally still coming around the back door. Winds will be out of the southwest most of the day. Gusts from 10 to 20 miles an hour. Seas will be 3 to 6 foot with a moderate to heavy chop, depending on where you're at. The Gulf water temperature at 86 degrees. The bay water temperature at 82. We'll still have the risk of rip currents today. Not a great day to go swimming, so please be careful. The high tide happened at 2:57 a.m. this morning. The low tide's coming at 8:16 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club is
a franchise, just like the other 232 around the United States. But the big deal here in Tampa Bay is this is the largest franchise of all of them when it comes to the Freedom Boat Club. Over 500 boats, 29 locations and growing. 232 locations across the country, 3 in Canada and 3 over in France. Parlez-vous français? And you want to know something? You join the Freedom Boat Club, you get reciprocity. It means you can go wandering to the other locations. So, in case you haven't figured it out by now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. And we've all been advised, of course, to keep our distance, to consider boating. That would be the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family as you sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership with all the work. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water and, oh boy, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So call Freedom Boat Club today. Their number is 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or find them online at freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember, you get reciprocity with membership. You can go anywhere in the 232 locations, anywhere you want. freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM. Check them out. You're going to be glad you did. Glad. Now, I'm going to play something again here just for the heck of it because I want to emphasize a point. Here we go.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
You don't think Barack Obama's not on the ballot? Who do you think Joe O'Biden ran with? Remember O'Biden, the O'Biden ticket? He ran with Obama. He was with Obama. Now, let me just tell you a little something here in case you don't know. Incomes hit a record high and poverty reached a record low back in 2019 when we were steaming on all 24 cylinders of our big old engine. Now, American households saw their best economic gains in half a century last year under President Trump. And with the president's pro-growth, pro-worker policies in action, this standard can be achieved again as America safely reopens from the coronavirus pandemic, which is what we're doing. There are people that don't want us to open up again. Why? Because they don't want the president to succeed. Well, guess what? We're going to succeed. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Get the hell out of the way. And the median household income grew by a stunning $4,400 in 2019. Resulting in an all-time record of $68,700. That's 6.8% for a one-year increase, the largest gain on record for median income growth ever. Ever. And the poverty rate plunged to an all-time low, 10.5% as well. Between 2018 and 2019 alone, over 4 million Americans were lifted out of poverty, and the child poverty rate fell to a nearly 50-year low of 2019. And guess what? It's all because of the president, the jobs he was creating, the good jobs, his administration, getting rid of all the red tape that's in there. And Joe Biden had the audacity to come to Tampa and stand up there and lie in front of Tampa residents. Now, Biden said, I'm not going to steal the money that desperately needed to be to restructure Puerto Rico in order to build a wall on the border that does nothing to keep America safe. What a lying crock. Biden's claim is false. First of all, Puerto Rico's recovery has not been affected by the decision to reallocate FEMA money. And if you remember right, a whole bunch of Puerto Rican officials went to jail for stealing not only goods and services, but money that had been allocated to programs, and they got themselves in the middle of it and took that money. Biden's claim is absolutely false. In 2019 of August, the Department of Homeland Security shifted $155 million in FEMA disaster relief funding to help process illegal immigrants and speed up immigration hearings. Now, FEMA said at the time that this move will not impact ongoing long-term recovery efforts across the country of Puerto Rico. The funding was shifted from FEMA's base account, which is used for current natural disasters, not its major's account, which is used for long-term recovery efforts like those in Puerto Rico. They still are getting all the money they're supposed to. And even as CNN admitted at the time, the reprogramming does not affect money allocated for Puerto Rico. More than $40 billion in federal disaster assistance, which had been relocated to Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria hit, is still being used in Puerto Rico. And then Joe Biden said one other thing here. The president is going to, in fact, no longer collect the Social Security requirement, 6.5% of income from the employer and the employee. The actuary at Social Security says they'll bankrupt the system in 3 years. No money, zero, nothing. That, again, is another attack from Biden. It's absolutely false and has been previously debunked by fact checkers, not just this one. The president's payroll tax deferral will not harm Social Security. In fact, the money will be collected, just not on a timely manner. Now, the president said he would use the Treasury Department's general fund to reimburse Social Security's trust fund, ensuring zero impact on the nation's seniors. So guess what? The money will still be there. Biden, he couldn't tell the truth if it stood up and bit him in the butt sideways. He doesn't know how to do it. Never seen anything quite like it. And the government, who outlined a sweeping plan to make vaccines for COVID-19 available free to all Americans, and a safe, effective shot that's being developed right now, that's coming sooner rather than later. Don't buy the lie from the Democrats that are trying to tell you that, well, it's not safe, it's not going to be, because they haven't taken 5 years to develop it like it, but you're supposed to do. Well, that was all the freaking red tape that was in there, and we didn't need the red tape to begin with. Think about that for a minute. All right, I got to tell you about my buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are, of course, a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment is 941-922-2345. Or just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store. That's 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you might wind up with some of that top shelf, top secret pastry stuff they got in the back room there. Might, if you say pretty please. All right, well, we've had another great night of radio excellence here. I mean, the stuff that we cover at night, everybody should be covering during the daytime. You don't hear it. Sometimes you'll hear what we're talking about here 2 or 3 days later. But that's what we do. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on this program. Now, I will see you tonight. Again, 2 a.m., live across the country. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay out of the water up there, Alabama, Georgia. God bless.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.